She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's Andrea Donsky here, but Lisa Davis is away today, so I am doing the show solo. Well, today we have on a very special guest. She is one of my absolute best friends. I love her. Her name is Amy Valpone, and she's the editor-in-chief of thehealthyapple.com. She's a chef, a culinary nutritionist, professional recipe developer, food photographer, writer, motivational speaker, and she just published her first book called Eating Clean, The 21-Day Plan to Detox, Fight Inflammation, and Reset Your Body. Amy, welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I am so excited. Well, first of all, I want you to tell everyone, I mean, we know each other really well, but I want you to tell everyone listening why you decided to write this unbelievably amazing book.
Oh, well, I realized that I went through 10 years of chronic illness, and I never want anyone to go through the, you know, exhausting, traumatizing, very expensive, you know, years trying to figure out, you know, how to get healthy in a real way. And I think so many people are suffering with unwanted symptoms. They have no idea what's going on in their body, exactly where I was for 10 very long years. And they're not getting any, they don't have hope. They don't have a doctor that's helping them, and they feel like they're at a dead end. So, you know, I really wanted to hand over the keys to somebody else to, you know, allow them to save time, money, and suffering. So that's really why the book came out.
And I think there's such a need for it. I think for a lot of people, let's say, you know, they have some aches and pains, or let's say they are not feeling as well as they should, and they go to a doctor and the doctor says, you know, we'll run a series of tests and it might be this or it might be that. But then sometimes they may not find what it is. And I think a book like yours will help people empower themselves to be able to know what type of doctor they should see or what they should do, right? Because I remember you were telling me that there's a series of different tests that you could get in the book to help determine different things. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's the important part for people is knowing, okay, so they know they have this or they know they're not feeling the way they should be. Now what do I do? Well, I pick up a copy of Amy's book and that will help me.
Exactly. Thank you. So, you know, what I did was I discovered functional integrative medicine, which is really looking at the body as a whole. So instead of addressing, you know, a symptom with a drug, which I was on for 10 years, you know, a cocktail of drugs, because doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, I decided to discover functional integrative medicine and to really get to the root cause of what was going on. So in doing that, I discovered a handful of testing from heavy metals to mold to Lyme disease that all gave me positive results. And I was false negative for many years through Western medicine labs for Lyme disease and mold and heavy metals. So I said to myself, if I make it and I survive these 10 years, I'm going to dedicate my life to helping people get answers and to be well. And so that's why I dedicated 4 pages in the back of the book to showing people every functional integrated medical test that helped me get to the root cause of my answers. And I think it's just a really great resource for them to bring to their doctors and to show them, because a lot of times the doctors, you know, aren't thinking out of the box, and you can help them and work with your doctor. I think that's one of the biggest things that I learned is you have to consider your doctor like a teammate. You know, you can't put all of your energy into them. You also have to be a big part of your healing and your wellness. And you have to work with them and challenge them because you know your body better than anyone else, as I talk about in the book.
That's such a good point. So knowing that something doesn't feel the way it should. And I mean, tell your story a little bit about Lyme disease, because you had false negatives, like you were saying before. I mean, that's something that's, is that something that's usual, something that's not, or I guess more usual than we might think? Tell us a little bit about that and somebody who might be struggling with not feeling themselves, but may actually have it, but they're being told they don't.
Definitely. And, you know, I think that's a huge, huge part of what's going on in our society today. I think a lot of people feel crazy. I mean, I felt crazy for so many years thinking that nothing was wrong with me and doctors thinking nothing was wrong with me when there really was something huge wrong with me, but nobody believed me. So I think it comes down to really, you know, telling yourself, like, listening to what you are doing and to your body, because if a doctor is telling you that you're crazy and that your symptoms are all in your head, then that's really not, you know, you're not listening to yourself. You're not listening to your body. And at the end of the day, you know yourself better than anyone else.
You know, I remember years ago when I was in my early 20s, I didn't feel like myself. I had a lot of bowel issues and gas and bloating. And I went to the doctor and I had all these tests done and they said, nothing's wrong with you. It's all in your head. And I remember, like, as you just said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's all in my head. No, it wasn't. It was what I was eating. It was what I was putting into my body. So, you know, then I realized once I was able to determine the key proper food, it all went away. So you're right, Amy. It's definitely not in our heads. And we definitely have to listen to ourselves if our body's telling us something. We need to, you know, and that's why your book is going to be a great resource for people, because it's a place for them to start. I think that's important. And you also have recipes, right?
I do. I have over 200 recipes in the book, and it's amazing. I'm really proud of the recipes. They're beautiful, and they're free, naturally free of gluten, dairy, soy, refined sugar, eggs, corn, peanuts, you know, and other really refined processed food. So they're all made from whole ingredients. And my whole philosophy is really around, you know, making meals and snacks around one ingredient foods. And what I mean by that is, like, if you're having dinner, you know, make yourself a salad, or for lunch, a salad with lettuce and maybe an apple and avocado and some nuts and seeds and some extra virgin olive oil, maybe some balsamic vinegar or lemon juice with salt and pepper. So those are all one ingredient foods combined to make a meal. And you can base your entire day, all your meals, all your snacks around one ingredient food. There's no need to reach for a bottle of processed salad dressing. There's no need to reach for something that's full of chemicals and, you know, processed sweeteners and all these things. Our body cannot identify them. So when you focus on really enjoying your life by using these whole foods, you retrain your taste buds to enjoy flavor with fresh herbs and spices and, you know, different things like that. And it's fascinating. I mean, 10 years ago, I was, you know, eating Splenda and Crystal Light, and I had no idea, you know, fake sweeteners. I had no idea that what I was putting in my body was chemical. And because I was just listening to the advertisements of them telling me, oh, it's made from real sugar and all these other things. So it was really, really a turning point in my life when I said to myself, wow, no one's really looking out for me. I have to look out for myself, and I have to take care of myself, because all of these marketing claims and advertising is what's getting me sick.
It's so interesting that you say that. And it's so true. And there were so many chemicals in so much of the food that's out there. So I like that you say the one ingredient food. So basically whole foods, food that you can easily find, and food that our aunt, like our grandparents ate, right? I mean, there weren't as many packaged foods back then, but just foods that have clean ingredients. And I think that's a key and what you focus on in your book.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Yeah, I love it. It's really, you know, one of the main things that can be so easy for people. And I mean, I'm living proof you can do it, because I've been doing it for 10 years. So you can get to the bottom of whatever is going on. And sometimes it's more than just cutting out gluten and dairy and soy. Sometimes there's more to it, which is why in the book, you know, I do all the recipes, but I also do, you know, a lot of work about detox and cleaning your cleaning supplies and your personal care products and your home. And it's a whole lifestyle change. It's not just, you know, a quick fix detox. You know, detox is about it's a lifestyle, right? It's how we should live our lives. Cleaning up, you know, the bombardment we're getting from everything from car exhaust to tap water to pesticides and herbicides, things like that.
Which I think is key, right? I mean, so do you have, we're at the end of the show, but I need to know, what is your favorite vegetable? What would you say that is your go-to that you love to eat all the time?
You know this answer. It is zucchini, because it is the most versatile vegetable I've ever found. I literally just throw it in the Vitamix with olive oil and fresh herbs and make a soup. I literally fill my bag with zucchini when I'm traveling, because it's so easy to make, whether I'm dipping it in hummus or guacamole or just adding some sea salt. Or this morning for breakfast, I had some zucchini sliced with melted almond butter on top with chia seeds. I mean, it's so great. It's just easy to grab. It's, you know, when you're on the go or you're doing something, it's easy.
I love it. And well, I had to ask Amy the question, because she's not kidding. I have a picture of all the zucchini Amy carries with her. So I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. You can check Amy out at thehealthyapple.com and at thehealthyapple on Twitter. Have a great day. Stay well.